Reforms, a team working on the implementation and coordination framework on the Chief Justice, RTD, David Maraga Task Force Report on Reforms in the National Police Service, NPS, Kenya Prison Service, KPS, and the National Youth Service, NYS, has identified four strategic key areas for implementation. Internal Security and National Administration Principal Secretary Raymond Omolo said the team has looked at all the 598 recommendations provided in the report and is developing a strategic framework for the implementation to ensure coherence among the reform institutions. The development of the strategic framework for implementation of the reforms, which began in February this year, aims to provide an integrated approach to reform priorities in a strategic and coordinated manner to ensure coherence among the reform institutions, said Dr. Omolo. It also aims to strengthen the three security agencies to deliver effective and efficient services to the citizenry. He said the four areas that have been identified are leadership, oversight and accountability, institutional capacity development, human resource management and development, and operational preparedness and logistical capacity. The PS was speaking on Thursday during a roundtable meeting with development partners on the implementation of reforms in the National Police Service, Kenya Prison Service and the National Youth Service held at a Nairobi hotel. He said out of the 598 recommendations, a total of 271 touched on the National Police Service, 210 were for the Kenya Prison Service, while those for the National Youth Service were 117. The unpacking of the reforms recommendations was finalized in March this year, and the working team expressed that a total of 221 recommendations could be implemented immediately through administrative actions, said Omolo. During the unpacking, it was agreed that a total of 177 recommendations would require funds to be implemented without need for policy and/or legislative actions, a total of 178 recommendations would require policy and legislative actions and funding, while 22 recommendations would require consultations and policy guidance. The PS noted that the strategic framework gives consideration on the Kenya Constitution, Kenya Vision 2030, Fourth Medium-Term Plan 2023-2027, United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, African Union Agenda 2063 and the East Africa Community Vision 2050. Other considerations include legal and institutional frameworks of the NPS, KPS and NYS. He said through good leadership, oversight and accountability, there will be increased capacity for internal and external accountability, transparency and prevention of corruption, thereby improving service delivery and public confidence. The PS at the same time observed that by putting in place institutional capacity development, it will help to strengthen policy, legal and institutional framework, hence enhancing capacity of the force. Other strategies that the team will put in place include the developing of modernization master plan, establish modernization fund, implement modernization projects for improved service delivery, improve terms and conditions of service, salary and benefits, enhance career and succession management. It will also automate human resource functions for effective service delivery, enhance gender mainstreaming, prevention of sexual harassment and gender-based violence, enforce professional standards, training and human rights protection, as well as develop comprehensive welfare policies, among others. In his speech, the British High Commissioner to Kenya, Neil Wigan, said through their program they will support the four pillars of the strategic framework through their Internal Affairs Unit of NPS, the Independent Police Oversight Authority and the National Steering Committee on the Police Reforms. We will also provide technical support to selected police stations to improve service delivery and the Ministry of Interior in the development of tracking tools for monitoring and evaluating the report, he said. In her remarks, Correctional Services Principal Secretary Salome Mejia acknowledged the support accorded by development partners towards the ongoing development of the National Correctional Service Policy in the draft Kenya Correctional Service Bill following the gazettement of the Technical Committee by the Cabinet Secretary, Ministry of Interior and National Administration. I am appreciating the strides made by the Ministerial Technical Committee. The enormous stride made this far sets the place for improvement for the terms and conditions of service, general welfare and human capital management and the development of our offices, she stated. Speaking at the event, the Solicitor General Shadrach Mose said the reforms that have taken place in the police service, NYS and correctional services is a milestone in the country's development agenda. He said Kenya is an island of peace and that the region requires the Kenya's support, a need that requires the country to entrench the reforms in the National Police Service, National Youth Service and the National Youth Service. These are security operators that will ensure that we continue to be an island, beacon of peace. This will attract development in the region, in Africa and the world, remarked Mose.